From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists, writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest on today's Field Trip is Marin artist Judy Molyneux. In 1917, several Northern California artists formed an association that was to become known as the Society of Six. The colorfully exuberant and generally optimistic spirit of their work became a beacon for post-war North California modern painters such as Richard Diebenkorn and Wayne Thiebaud. Judy Molyneux is a founding member of The Outsiders, a group of seven outdoor or plein air painters whose work follows in the footsteps of the Society of Six. She has both a BFA and an MFA from the University of Michigan. She's been active in the art community as a teacher, a well-known Bay Area artist, and as an activist in art events to benefit various important causes. Her works appear in public and private collections throughout the country, including the University of Michigan's Permanent Collection, Georgia Southern College Permanent Collection, and in the collection of the Bolinas Museum in Bolinas, California, where she lives. Please welcome to the Field Trip, Judy Molyneux. Welcome, Judy.
Hello.
Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, it's exciting.
Well, let me ask you this. Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Superior, Wisconsin, in January 7th, 1942, 1 month after Pearl Harbor. We lived there. My father was a university professor, and we lived in Superior, Wisconsin, but we also had a farm on a lake that wasn't too far from the city on a lake, Lake Nabagaman. So I remember early on being, used as a workforce, growing potatoes for the war effort and various things like that, and enjoying the lake and boats and so on.
Well, we should say that an exhibition entitled On the Waterfront opened today at the Bay Model Gallery in Sausalito. It showcases 100 of your paintings. And the paintings of docks and shipyards and beaches and coves. Tell us a little bit about those paintings and what they mean to you.
Well, I suppose I could go back to those early years, my experience of the ecstatic quality of reflections on the surface of water, the way light hits the water and expands and creates a world all of its own. It's very entrancing.
When did you become a painter?
I became a painter when my grandfather offered me a dime for doing a little painting of his front door when I was 5 years old. But, of course, I abandoned it, when I got a little older, for various practical reasons, or I got excited about pursuing, some other interest. Then at a certain point, I was going to a small liberal arts college in Michigan, and someone saw my work and invited me to do a one-man show, one-woman show, near Chicago, not far from Chicago. And I went there with my mother. It was quite a drive, and I was rather young. And on the way back, my mother said, "How would you like to go to a real art school?" And I could see that this woman, who had been raised with a lot of Victorian principles, was beginning to realize that her daughter really wanted to be something other than a school teacher.
Well, I've read about your work that you combine nature's savagery and beauty to create a dance-like bliss that affirms and celebrates life. Is that fair?
Wow, that sounds good. Yeah, I guess that's kind of what I'm, how I experience the universe, how I experience where we live. I'm really drawn to dancing now. I love street dances, and in Bolinas, which is where I live, we have a lot of dances and we have a lot of parties that, my mother would really frown upon, I'm sure. But I really love to dance, and I do have a series of paintings of street dances, and they're pretty wild and raucous, and and quite large. Most of them are quite large, mural-sized paintings. Yeah,
I saw them on your website, and I'll give the address of the website before we go. Your work is what's described as direct painting with a palette knife. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I work with palette knife and with brush, you know, and with fingers and, you know, whatever. But I discovered the palette knife partly because if you really want to work fast and you don't want to end up with mud, you know, a palette knife is a great instrument to use because it can be wiped clean in an instant and you can start mixing other colors and you don't transfer the pigments from the brush that do occur when you're working with a brush, and especially with a brush and turpentine. Sometimes it's hard to control then what you're going to get. And I think because of what I'm trying to capture, speed is kind of the essence. You know, it's that lightning quality, whatever that is, it helps to work in a kind of a ecstatic state. It works in that fashion. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm, you know, sort of like in a swashbuckling mood when I'm working on a canvas because I'm moving forward and sort of lunging and parrying and backing up and working with those elements and whirling in my mind as well as with the palette knife. And it helps to have a tool that you can rely upon in a certain way, you know.
Well, when people go and see this exhibition, they're going to see that you really lay that paint on the canvas. I mean, that stuff is really thick on there.
Yeah. Well, it's like it's almost good enough to eat.
It is.
Yeah. And I like good, you know, I like rich paint. I like that surface. I like what happens when you start layering paint. I like, you know, if something happens to scumble or to break on one level and move into another level, then there's all sorts of things that occur that are unexpected, and you build up a really rich kind of surface, and that's what I'm interested in my paintings.
One of the quotes that I've read, you said, paint with no concern for waste or cost.
Yeah, well, I was in a kind of a giddy mood that day. But there is some truth to that. I think you have to have you have to have an attitude of no holds barred, you know, to move out there and to not think, oh my God, I've just squeezed out, you know, $15 worth of paint. Is this going to be worth it? Can I possibly, you know, say to myself that you know, I have the right to do that? And you have to give yourself the right to let go of the financial concerns. You have to give yourself the right that maybe you'll scrape all of that off. Maybe it won't work and you'll scrape it off and you'll put it back on the palette and it will end up becoming part of a very rich mud. But if you don't do that, if you become tense or tight or whatever, you don't reach those outer limits. It just doesn't happen.
The outer limits, I like that. You also said, enjoy yourself, paint quickly and let go. On the other hand, work on paintings for years until you've ground them into dust.
Yeah, they're both extremes. You know, some canvases, you know, I start them, I think, oh, this is one I'm going to work on for a long time. And then I step back and I look at it and I think, if you touch that painting, you'll regret it. The next day, you'll regret it. And then there are days when I say that to myself and say, yes, but I want to see where else this painting will take me. Because paintings take you. They take you different places. They take you to unknown places and surprising places. And, you know, there's nothing more valuable in life than going down a path and where you don't really know where it's going to end. You know,
it's I like that quote.
Yeah, you feed your inner being. You feed what needs to be fed. Otherwise, it's not worth being here in many respects.
So it's musical in that sense. It's like writing music.
Yeah.
But it takes you places.
It takes you places, yeah. A good painting should take you places you've never been.
Well, one place that I have been, and it's depicted in one of your paintings in the show, is a parking lot in Sausalito. And it's very abstract, but at the same time, I looked at it and I thought, I know exactly where that is.
Well, that's one of the combinations that I like to work with. You know where it is. You know, you recognize that there's some aspect to it that you understand, but the colors have shifted, you know, the mood maybe has shifted or whatever.
Living out in Bolinas, I guess that surfing is a popular pastime, and I know that there's a whole series of paintings that you've done of surfers, and I know that you like surfers and you like the surf and the beach. Tell me a bit about that.
Well, to begin with, I don't surf, but I like the romance of surfing. I see them as these great, majestic, godlike warriors, almost, the way they strut across the beach, you know, and they know all the, you know, sexy girls are watching. I mean, that's part of the drama, but they also go out there and they challenge the waves and they ride the waves. And for them, that's their ecstatic trip. And I really empathize with that, you know, even though, you know, I don't surf, I do love to swim. I don't swim so much anymore, but when I was a kid, I did. And so on that level, I can relate to that, the flow of the water and the energy of the waves and the danger. You know, I mean, there's danger out there, especially if they're, you know, down near Monterra area, you know, where the
sharks and stuff.
And sharks, probably. Yeah, all right.
I noticed that a lot of your paintings don't seem to be signed. Are they? Did I just miss the signatures?
I should sign them. Every once in a while, I get practical and I go to my storage room and I'll sign a bunch of paintings. You know, if I have to move paintings from one place to another, then I'll take the opportunity and sign a bunch of them. Usually sign them on the back and, you know, pretty fast, and after a while you can hardly discern what the signature is. But, I mean, I kind of want to be remembered after I die, you know, for a little while anyway, and I don't want someone else getting credit for my painting. But I didn't sign them for years, and then, you know, recently I, you know, have taken to thinking, well, maybe I better go back and sign some of those paintings, yeah.
Judy Molyneux's exhibition On the Waterfront is currently at the Bay Model Gallery through January 7, 2012. There are over 100 paintings there. I urge you to go and see them. It's wonderful work. It's free. You can see more of her art at the website rebeccaart.com. And Judy, continued success to you, and thanks for taking us on a field trip today.
Well, it was a great trip. I enjoyed it.
That's Judy Molyneux, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin Sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet, featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Comcast Cable, Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.